Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Last Whaler, Carrying the Weight of Legacy Alone. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I didn't ask to be the last, but that's how it ended. One by one, the voices faded. Bob went first, taken by a sickness that crept through him like Babylon's shadow. Then Peter, struck down in his own home, not by an army, but by betrayal. And then there was me, still standing, still rooted, still listening. The world called me the last whaler. But I wasn't just the last man in a trio. I was the last keeper of something they tried to erase. And carrying that wasn't easy. I used to dream of the old days, of three boys in zinc roof yards with no shoes, but plenty of fire. Me, Bob, Peter. We didn't sing for money. We sang for freedom. We chanted down Babylon before the world even knew our names. But time has its way. Fame comes with friction. And soon, what once was harmony turned to distance. When I left the Whalers, people thought it was ego. They didn't understand. It was preservation. I saw what was coming. How the machine wanted to swallow our truth and spit out a version people could dance to, but never feel. So I stepped away. And when Bob went on to become an icon, I didn't chase his shadow. I guarded the flame. But when he died, I felt something shift. The world mourned loud. Streets renamed. Statues built. They played his songs on every corner. And I went quiet. Not out of jealousy. Out of grief. Because when Bob left, the movement lost a face. And when Peter fell, we lost a fist. And me, I was what was left. The memory. The echo. The root no one saw, still holding the whole thing together beneath the soil. It was lonely. There's no other word for it. I'd sit in the hills of St. Thomas, surrounded by trees, herbs, chants, and silence. I missed them. Not the legends, but the brothers. The laughter. The debates. The rawness of it all. Sometimes I'd light a chalice and just speak their names to the wind. Bob. Peter. Me still here, seen. And the wind would answer. Always. People treated me like a relic. Some would visit and say, "Bunny, how does it feel to be the last one?" And I'd say, "Heavy." Because people don't realize, when you're the last, you're not just surviving. You're remembering for everyone. You become the library. The living archive. The keeper of moments no one else can verify. I had to speak for them. Defend them. Correct the stories Babylon twisted. And every time someone misquoted Bob, I spoke. Every time someone misrepresented Peter, I corrected, even when it cost me peace. Because legacy isn't just what you leave behind. It's what you protect while you're still breathing. There were times I felt bitter. Yes, even prophets feel bitterness. Watching the world celebrate the surface while ignoring the root. Hearing my name mentioned as an afterthought. Seeing reggae turned into merchandise, stripped of message, sold with a beat but no backbone. But every time I was tempted to shout, I reminded myself. Silence, when anchored in truth, echoes louder than any applause. And so I carried the weight. Not to be praised, but to preserve. I kept making music. On my terms. No label deadlines. No industry scripts. Just word, drum, and fire. Albums like Time Will Tell, Liberation, Communication, Rule Dance Hall. Each one another branch on the tree I refused to let die. I chanted for the ancestors. I prayed for the youth. I stood still so the message wouldn't fall. And in doing so, I became more than the last whaler. I became the vessel. But don't mistake stillness for sadness. There was joy too. In every Nyabingi gathering. In the laughter of my children. In the wind that moved through banana leaves at dawn. In every moment someone said to me, "Bunny, your music saved me." That's the kind of wealth no Babylon Bank can measure. Near the end, I could feel the transition coming. My body grew tired. But my spirit, still blazing. I wrote messages in the margins of notebooks. I spoke into the night like it was listening, because it was. I prepared for return, not to stage, to Zion, because carrying the weight of legacy doesn't mean holding it forever. It means passing it on when the time is right. And I knew the time was near. Now that I'm gone, they'll talk about me more. That's how it always goes. They'll quote my lyrics, repost my face, remaster my albums. But I don't mind, as long as they remember not just the man, but the mission. as long as they carry the message with the same reverence I did, as long as they treat reggae not as nostalgia, but as nourishment, then my work won't be forgotten. I was the last wailer, but not the last word, because the word is eternal. Narrator softly, when the music fades and the stage empties, one man remained, not to perform, but to remember, to remind, to root, Bunny Wailer, the last wailer, and the guardian of a legacy that still sings.